Here is corn you will plant, you will harvest when it's tall. When the morning has come, you prepare the ground, and you will work very hard. There are things that must be done, and for now, make the fire. You prepare the food we have, and
Black Wolf, tell me what's the matter. Why are you so cold to me? Ever since you came from hunting, something has changed, I see.
I have been reminded who you are. We have been hunting in the valley. There we found new cabins have been built. More of your people in our valley. What will it take to stop you all? What do you want to force us all into war?
I am not the one who's building. I am not the one who's killed. Don't revenge the crime on my life. They sin and my blood spills.
You are one of them, that is enough. They have betrayed us, you have also.
You are doing just the same as they. All men are guilty, you are also. You just assume we're all the same. Well, so did they think you're all savages. Black Wolf, what was that? That screaming. Black Wolf, someone's being hurt. Black Wolf, have you caught a white man?
Yes. And he's us too.
What to torture and to murder and to do what you say they are guilty of. What has happened? Are you crazy? You are not the same man that I thought you were. You're not dull knife, you're not savage. You can stop them from making the same mistake. You are stronger, you are peaceful. You can stop them from hurting an innocent.
Before the white man died, Sedski Gustier has come to our sacred valley. He brought more settlers to live.
And the spirits are very angry. Spirits say that the white squaw must die.
We held a council. All of us agreed that the white squaw must die now.
The brothers of all tribes must join together for survival. Therefore, so must I agree. The squaw must die.
Not afraid. She is brave. Brave enough to be a Cherokee squaw. I will take the squaw. She will become my white blood wife. She will come with me, and I will own that fire inside that saves her life.
Should be killed, not made your wife. She's my daughter, and I say whether she is yours or not.
Then I will pay you for her life. I pay with this. If you will not sell her, then I will fight you for her to the death.
I fight you to the death. I'm dead already, like our fathers. The sins I've seen and been a part of, kill me now. Woman shall be yours. Take her the way you've taken others. I'll turn my back and hope you win your war somehow. You have her love.
Tie her up, we must hunt for others that dare to come.
You take my love.
Leave her here, we must hunt the valley.
get free. You can go home to your wife and have other children, but all my children are dead, and my husband is all I have left. Let me go home to him. You can help me. In the name of God, of your gods, and of every god in this world, in the name of the kindness I know is in your heart, all I ask is a chance. You can change things. I know you can. By the time they're back from the hunt, I'll have had a chance to make it over these hills. I'm begging you. Please.
You are not strong enough, and he will catch you soon enough, and he will kill you like he killed your sons before.
But I don't need much time. I know my friends must still be looking for me. And if you would just let me go.
Black Wolf, you must come and hunt with us.
Leave her. She is mine. Come with us now.
Suddenly there's a chance. Suddenly the girl's all alone now, thinking, should I wait or could I escape now?
Thinking of the steep climb, thinking of the harsh rocks of mountains. Would she know the way, and how many days was it worth though to stay?
Body is bound, bound by more than just straps of leather, bound by hunger and cruelty of the land now. Suddenly there is rain, water on her face and her body,
and the straps come free, as though God could see what her one chance would be, and the girl starts to run. God had opened up the door, having not a thing more than faith in the girl's heart, and pity in the girl starts to run. In the night where only spirits dare, holding fast to all her memories of the sun. And the girl starts to fear, and the girl starts to run. And the girl starts to fall, and the girl starts to pray, and the girl starts to run.
Following on the shore, following the path of the rivers.
Little Mudlick and two big Mudlick, and then what had only been streams suddenly was now overflowing.
So to hide her trail,
sure she would not fail.
She knew God would prevail.
So she came to the edge and she stared at the water, at the waves and the foam, and she thought about home and she
suddenly there is love.
she needs to rest. Hiding might be best.
A hollow log is her nest. And the girl starts to sleep to the music of her mother earth. To the music which would comfort the girl's heart and soothe her.
The girl starts to sleep.
And she knows her dreams are safer now in a hollow log. Starts to dream, and the girl starts to hope, and the girl starts to sleep.
What the girl did not know,
Indians returned, found her missing, set out after her, and by midnight were near, following her path close, even knowing to swim the river, and the path they found led them to this ground. Jenny made not a sound.
Why do you stop your search? The girl would not be fool enough to hide in some old log. I say she goes that way.
Comes the daylight and your path must be hidden. You have a long way to your rest.
With the rivers run, try to remember all the tales they told you. Which stream runs east and which one's west.
And when you're searching for food, remember which of the berries are the ripe and the good.
Hurry! So our Henry found a log and threw it in the raging river. her. Then he dove himself and pulled the log along so he could give her
something to hold on to as they fought against the water's current. And he knew they both could drown, be swept away soon if they weren't
careful as he stood and moved across the final miles to safety.
Now at last the girl who ran was home again to peace and safety.
See your home again.
Please listen, it's important that you understand. No more preaching, no more sermons, no more God's commands. Tice, you know that's not the issue, not the news we bring. Me and Henry, we've been planning, leaving in the spring. We support the Lord, so we've gone and joined the army. We decided for our country, we will join to win. War by law. No more fighting, no more killing. Treaties must be made. We must settle civilized, and rules must be obeyed.
We've been hearing, you've been thinking, moving to those hills. All we're asking is you stop and think before you kill.
What you're telling me is I can't kill unless it's legal. But in uniform, it's legal. Join the army, killing's not a crime. Go and stake your claim. I'll never understand your cause. James, we're all the same. We both will kill, but you will hide behind your laws. Goodbye, Tice. Take care of yourself, James. Henry, you can sit and talk all about your new peace now. You can sit and talk how you gonna be friends.
Get out of here!
civilized. What do you say, James?
I did what I had to. I was saving your life. That's why this never ends.
Time moves along. Lost love can heal itself. Nature abounds with rebirth. Love has a way of handling miracles. That's what our hardship is worth. So
stop.